I are here with Erin, next academic year's education officer. How do you feel about that?
Shocked. I'm shaking. I'm so in shock. I can't wait.
Can't wait to get going.
Really can't wait.
And now, going up against a returning sab is always difficult. Yeah. Did you believe from the start that you were going to win this?
I spent an awful lot of time up at Gibbet Hill talking to science students who'd never been spoken before. I think that definitely helped.
You really think your science folk helped you pull it in?
Yeah, which is bizarre, being a law student.
So, good to have the wife around it.
Yeah, no, I spent as much time as possible talking to as many different people as possible on courses, so I think that really did help.
Quite a few claims you've made are talking about changing attitudes within departments themselves.
Yeah.
How do you want to go about achieving this?
I'm very persistent. I'm stubborn. Yeah. So I will keep annoying people until they start listening to me if I have to. Yeah.
Fair enough. A lot of education position comes down to things like contact hours and the amount of feedback. The time it takes to get your feedback.
Yeah.
You went for a kind of different approach to James, didn't you? You were talking about like the quality rather than quantity. Do you think that had a big difference?
Yeah, I know at the Education Convention a lot of the engineers were worried about it, and it's something I was worried about, that having a 3-week feedback limit would ruin the quality of the feedback, and my feedback over the last 4 years hasn't been great anyway. So I really want to push for feedback that's actually useful to students, not to make it fast. It's useless if it's fast. I'd rather wait 6 weeks than 3 weeks for decent feedback that would actually help me pass an exam. So I think that definitely helped. I think that appealed to an awful lot of people. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Yeah. Obviously it did.
And have you learnt a lot being chair of Union Council this year about the democratic structures that might help you?
Well, I've been involved in student democracy in some way since my first year, so I've now got to the point where I don't think there's very much left that I can learn about democratic processes.
Sounds good to know.
Yeah.
And furthermore, right, so you and James going one-on-one for this election, it must be quite intense going just head-to-head with someone like that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Are you working together in the transition period? Do you think you'll be able to put the competition behind you and really make a productive partnership?
I hope so. I'm going to do my best to do that. I know Lucy felt the same. The two of us were running around going, oh my God, we're only running against one person. Mm. It's down to one vote, which is quite nerve-wracking. It's difficult enough being welfare with 8 people, but yeah. 2 people is
very intense.
Really scary.
And he has made quite a lot of progress this year. Would you accept some of the things he's done have been quite good?
I think the 4-week feedback thing is good. It's good to have a limit. I really want to sort of push on the quality, like I said. And Education Convention can be so much bigger and better. I really want to make it such a bigger thing. I want to make sure that like as many postgrads and science students and everyone comes along. So, yeah, he's done some great stuff. I just really want to build on it. Yeah.
How do you make the Education Convention bigger? More publicity?
Yeah, well, yeah, more publicity and make sure it's on at a time that most students can get there, because that was the big complaint we had in council and everywhere else, is where the last one was held at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
When a lot of people are still in lectures
lots
or
of people
postgraduates.
Are still in lectures, so I want to make sure it's sort of in the evening. I helped Sean Mustin set up the first one and helped run that with Anna, like, so hopefully I'll be able to draw on that experience and make it bigger and better.
I was talking to you at the start of the campaign and you told me you had problems with duct tape.
Duct tape.
Thank you for stopping.
because
it was clear from when I was out there looking around the campaign, Entwistle had more posters than you did, more.
I gave up on cardboard. It annoys people. After talking to people, they're just like, I'm sick of seeing cardboard falling off the walls. I'm like, well, lucky for you, I've mainly done, you know, videos. So go and look at my video blogs. Do that instead. So I think I've got maybe about 10 cardboards left. So
would you say that the videos are much more effective then to convey your manifesto to people?
Well, if you're Aaron Bowater, certainly. Mm. Me, not so much. I think for me it was face-to-face. I spent an awful lot of time going around like kitchens and cafes, actually. I feel bad for all the people I interrupted during lunch, but yeah, I would go over to people and talk to them during the lunch break. And actually, I think that helped a lot because I got into a one-to-one conversation with a lot more people. So I actually think it's a FaceTime. Proper FaceTime, not screaming at 300 people in front of a lecture. I think really that was it, and not annoying people with a lot of paper and a lot of cardboard and posters and flyers and all that jazz.
And like, whenever you approached people, were the majority of them happy to talk about education? Did they want to talk about your position, or did they want to be left alone?
The vast majority of people, like, it helps when you go over with a cup of tea and go, hi, can I come and annoy you for a few minutes? And when you tell them, like, I'm running for education, you ask them what degree they do and they go like, I don't know, I do social sciences. How's your feedback? And you get into a conversation just as you would with anyone.
And you've been in Union Democracy, say, 4 years. Did you arrive in Freshers Week in first year thinking, I want to be the education sub?
No.